Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that the preacher must use the Bible to rebuke, reprove, and exhort. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You know, the word holy has in it the idea of separation. It's in its, within its definition of what it is. And so many leave that out. We have that in there. And if you lead somebody to Christ, I would encourage you to go to there to the website, find out building blocks, and use it to help train that person in the things of God. And so I would encourage you to do that from time to time. We'll teach classes in our church of new members that have come in, and we'll go through that very same book. So I hope that you will do that. Now, we do this that we might be sound in the faith. Therefore, the preacher must use the word to rebuke, reprove, and exhort. Why? So they'll know the reproof, the rebuke, and the exhortation comes not from the preacher. It comes from the God. He is the messenger. You know, in Revelation, when it says, unto the angel of the church of Sardis, unto the angel of the church of this, the angel of the church of that one, in those first three chapters of Revelation. You know, the word angel is speaking there of the pastor. He's the messenger. The pastor is a messenger of God. And he gives some strong warnings there, as well as some strong promised blessings. So when you preach it and you use the word, they know it's from God. I remember a man and his wife in my office one time. And about everything I guess I was doing was wrong in their sight. And then, for the most part, as a matter of fact, almost, I'd say, if 99, if not 100% of it, the lady was doing all the talking, not the man. And she said, I don't even invite people to church anymore. Because, see, you preach the Bible Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. All it is Bible, Bible, Bible. Verse by verse. Bible, Bible, Bible. People are not going to get saved if you preach the Bible. If that's not the dumbest statement I've ever heard. And I did my best not to bust out laughing, saying, but she actually said that. I said, well, I'll tell you what. You said you're leaving me. You're leaving this church. You've been here for years, and you're leaving the church because that's the way I preach you. I says, try it for 3 more weeks and then decide. The next 3 weeks, you were getting. I didn't change the preaching. I kept preaching Bible. We got soul after soul saved. I mean, we're getting souls saved and baptized. Still left anyway. But that's not the thing I want you to see. When they got up to leave, she walked out first, and he kind of walking out slowly and looked around the corner to make sure she had started down the hall. And he looked back at me and says, I got to admit, everything you do here is by the word of God. And he took off. he was scared of his wife, I guess. That's all I can figure, afraid of his wife. Well, you preach the word. You preach the truth, you stand on the word, you stand on truth, you're going to have enemies because this world is not our home, it's the devil's home. The God of this world is referring to Satan. The Creator God is referring to the Lord God, who one day is going to come back. This world is going to be destroyed, and there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. So, you find then that you've got to stand. Got to stand. The preacher has to preach the word, that protects him to preach the word, but also can help protect the people to whom he preaches. And perhaps rescue one of those that need to be rebuked sharply when they actually see and perceive that this is the word of God. And this preacher's preaching it. It's not just protecting himself, it's helping them. And so every preacher, if he's in any place that for a long while period, you know, and I've been in the church I am right now for over 35 years, and it keeps in there any amount of time as that, let me tell you something. When one is there that long, there's going to be people that are going to say things and do things, misinterpret things. And I had a man come to me one time and say, you said this, this, and this, and I did say this, this, and this, okay? But I put it in a context. But he didn't accept that as, well, you didn't mean the context, you meant something else. So he says, you owe an apology. So I wrote an apology in the bulletin the following week. I said, some people thought this when I said this, and I said, that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. And I thought I made that clear, obviously, because some people said some things, it wasn't clear enough. So I'm sorry for their misunderstanding, and perhaps I didn't say it clearly enough for them to understand. The guy took off. Now, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. Believe me, I am not trying to be a smart aleck. What I'm trying to tell you is that people are offended at the word of God. They get offended at it, not at God himself. And when they get offended at God, that's when trouble is going to start. So again, let's ask ourselves, where am I on this? What am I doing? How am I doing? What would God have me to do? Am I standing true to the word? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Yes. Things are going to happen. People are going to say things. But you've got to decide, am I on God's side or not? This kind deserved a sharp rebuke, and that was the right thing to do. And that then takes us in to verse 14. Okay, now, he says, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Now, the Greek word for fables is Greek word mythos, from which we get our word myth or mythology. It is something fabricated in one's mind and told as the truth. It is something that one thinks is true and they tell it as a truth. It could be good with no evil intent. And it could be used to try to illustrate biblical truth. Now, by New Testament times, this word had developed to mean a very sophisticated tale or story used in a cunning way for the purpose of deceiving or accomplishing a goal. Wow. Think of that, to accomplish a goal. They do this. And that is based not in God's word. That goal is according to their ideas of what they want, what their kids want, what their wife wants, what their husband wants. They have an agenda. And it's not according to the word of God. And it goes outside the box. Now, I've heard so many preachers preach of recent years, think outside the box. Okay, what are they calling a box? To me, in some of the things you're saying, you know, you're used to this, but really, that. You brought people down because you stayed inside this box. You know what that box is? It's the Word of God. Now, I will agree with him in one thing. Think outside the box, but it's the devil's box. Contemporary philosophy, contemporary motivations, contemporary standards, contemporary worship. No, think outside that box, okay? If you want to think outside the box, think outside that box. You know, one of the things that's brought down a lot of the education in America, as a matter of fact, I've seen it in some Christian schools and Christian colleges, called critical thinking. And they'll tell you this, when critical thinking is their mantra, their thing is, we've got to teach the kids how to think. This other old way is just memorization, memorization, memorization. That's not how you think. Well, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against God. So when you get confronted with those things that are sinful, but parade in clothing of righteousness, because Satan himself comes about as an angel of light at times to deceive people, just understand the word of God will keep you from people and from things like that that the devil does. The devil's a deceiver. Critical thinking lends you up on the side of the deceiver. I would ask any Christian college that you're getting ready to send your children to a few questions. My first question would be this. Do you stand on old traditional thinking or critical thinking in your matter of teaching? They say critical thinking. Put your child there, you're going to ruin your child. It's going to be a bad thing. It'll hurt them spiritually. Another question I usually ask at a Christian college, what Bible do you use? There's several of them say we use only the King James Version. That sounds good. So do you reject the critical text or do you stick with the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text? Well, that's different. You know, well, yeah, we do use critical text. We think that's the best text. Well, no, that's a lie. Why do you use, you're even using the King James, you're a liar then because you're saying you believe the critical text. Now, isn't that strange? I mean, I find it very strange because they don't understand if they were critical thinking is taught them about how to think, then critical thinking should teach them this. Up until about the 1700s, the Bibles that were translated to people and things that were said and all that, and there wasn't much translation going on, but the preachers knew the Word of God and they translated it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.